This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, my hands are ready, my feet are ready, my heart is ready. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, now I'm lost in your freedom, and this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Hope arise and make the darkness hide.
Hallelujah.
My faith is dead. I need a resurrection somehow. But I'm lost in your freedom.
Oh, yes, I am.
And this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Roaring, roaring,
he's roaring,
roaring, roaring like a lion.
Yeah, yeah,
roaring, roaring, he's roaring. And the fire falls. Father, come shake the ground.
Shake the ground. It's the sound.
A revival.
A revival.
Say it one more time. We need your fire. Cause our hearts are cold.
Come shake the ground.
Out of great tribulation, and they have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb forevermore.
Bill Martinez Live.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez Live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, we've got the Duck Commander in the house. Phil Robertson is with us. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, wonderful to be talking to you. Of course, lots been said about Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg goes to the Hill and says he's telling the whole truth and nothing but. But here it is, as a conservative voice, Facebook decided to censor you, huh?
Yeah, they censored me. What's amazing, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, the same ideology, a lot of people call it left-wing and all this, I just call it, it's an evil ideology, with the evil one is providing all the fuel for them. But they started when I quoted Bible verses that I believe perversion was a sin.
Mm-hmm.
I quoted 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. Yeah, it's in the list there. Right. Along with thieves, greedy, drunkards, slanderers, swindlers. Yeah, it's sinful, all of it. Well, they were just, A&E got all stirred up, you know, and they fired me for about 9 days. So the people raised such an outcry, which I'm fortunate for that, I guess. So I was reinstated. Well, 4 or 5 years later, the first thing Zuckerberg and them did is they censored the episode on CRTV was how to make a duck gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Martinez, to make a duck gumbo, you have to have you some ducks, son.
That's right.
So we go out and get our ducks. And I showed people how to dress a duck.
Right.
You have to pick them, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the supermarkets across the world are full of chickens and turkeys and beef and cattle and millions of metric tons a day. But fried chicken is not much if you leave the feathers on them, if
yeah.
you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't taste as good.
You know, somebody, you know, when you eat your sushi, that's a dead fish, and first one thing another, and they wrap the rice around it, but that fish has to be caught, killed, and dressed, and the guts out of it.
Right.
Well, I'm showing that. I've never even thought anything about it, so I picked the ducks, and I'm cleaning them. Well, they censored that under the guise of it was too violent. So I'm thinking all this produce and all these supermarkets back in the meat market and the violence that it took in order to get it there for consumption, I'm thinking, what kind of mind comes up with that? Well, I just laughed out loud when the guys told me they censored that on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we were on, I'm showing them a lot of things on Southern recipes and everything from chow rearing to how to cook. So where I'm skinning catfish, I'm taking the skin off of catfish, mm-hmm. bobbing their head off, and I'm putting them over in a bowl, and I'm showing them how to skin catfish.
Right.
Well, Zuckerberg and his team censored that as being too violent.
So now we have Duck Lives Matter, we've got Catfish Lives Matter.
Yeah, we're so serious about really the mm-hmm. goal, we laugh, but really after they did that, it's when I got on Facebook. I've never turned on a computer in my life, but somebody figured out how to get on it.
Uh-huh.
my behalf. I don't own a cell phone, never have owned one. So it's ironic that the very thing I've never used is where I am now on CRTV, and I'm duking it out with a boy billionaire. Mm. But anyway, so I went straight at Zuckerberg for about a 15-minute speech, and I basically told him, I said, Zuckerberg, I said, you can't curtail freedom of speech willy-nilly and censor people for doing something as benign as skinning catfish or picking a duck. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
So I basically chewed him out about it. I will say that in the last 3 days that they sent me word, Mr. Robertson, we made a mistake there.
Mm.
So he has officially apologized. Now, whether they will continue, but the whole thing just shows you, we keep trampling. We keep abridging. The Constitution said don't abridge freedom of speech and content, length, the extent, the scope. We have to be able to speak freely in America because it's going to be a dangerous place. You got to remember, Martinez, really they're after me because I proclaim Jesus, his death for the sins of the world,
right,
his burial and resurrection, life and immortality comes through Jesus and him only.
Mm-hmm.
I proclaim that, and the left-wingers of the country, they know that. That's what they want to stop. They want to stop a guy like me who quotes Bible verses and who follows Jesus and says crazy things like, why don't we just try loving God and loving each other for a while, for crying out loud. We ran God out of America over the last 50, 60 years, out of our school systems. He's been run out of Hollywood for way longer than that. The news media, they ran him out of there. The Democratic Party literally booed him out of there a couple of cycles ago.
That's right.
And so we're looking at the results and all the shootings and mayhem and robbery. And what's amazing is that ripping your offspring from their mothers, that's fine. You have a right to do that. And at the same time, skinning a catfish is too violent, or plucking a duck.
Yeah.
Martinez, when we're dealing with that kind of mind, my man, it has to be from the evil one. It just, it is a sad thing to watch.
Well, it's not a surprise, Phil. As you know, the Bible warned us that woe to them on that day that evil is called good, good called evil, sweet, sour, sweet. And here we are. We're living this out. All because supposedly, as you say, you got the billionaire boy man in Mark Zuckerberg with all his supposed intelligence and arrogance, really demonstrating in front of everybody his lack of education and ignorance. Your specific case and censoring you over a common act.
They tell me, I'm not sure because I've never clicked onto the internet. They take some of these episodes off CRTV and put them on Facebook. When they do, every time it's 25, 30 million people click on to that. So what's ironic about it all is the information that I'm giving out there. I'm down in Louisiana. I'm a God-fearing man, for crying out loud.
Right.
It's America. And they have taken upon themselves to tell me what I'm going to eat. And can you imagine telling people living in Louisiana about not skinning fish? Louisiana, it's crabs, oysters, shrimp, catfish. We're famous for it.
Right.
Raised that way, our culture down here. I commercial fished the river before I started building duck calls.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, duck calls are used to call ducks in for duck hunters. And we harvest the birds, and we use them for table fare. At Genesis 9, 7,000 years ago, when God, when Noah and his family, not but eight left, all the rest of them were drowned, he tells them, he says, be fruitful and multiply. He said, the fear and dread of you humans, will fall upon all the beasts of the earth, the birds of the air, the creatures that move along the ground, and the fish of the sea. They have all been given to you, and to your hands I give them. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you, just as I gave you the green plants. I now gave you everything.
Exactly. Phil, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Phil Robertson, the Duck Commander, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with the Duck Commander himself, Phil Robertson. Phil, before we get into a couple other topics, I want to get into regarding the state of our union right now. Tell us a little bit about CRTV and what you've been doing with that.
CRTV is just a way. What they did was, from time to time, somebody would have a cell phone and be standing behind me, and they would put something I said on Facebook, because I've never been on the Internet at all. Mm-hmm. So they would, via the cell phone, phones. I would say something somewhere. Well, when that got on the internet, the numbers that clicked onto that were astronomical. So my son and my nephew came to me and they said, Dad, they said, you need to talk more. We need to get you on a bigger format. Yeah. I said, well, you guys figure it out and I'll go with it, whatever y'all come up with. So they came up with me being on the CRTV with, you know, I'm with like Michelle Mullen, Mark Levin.
Right, exactly. They got a great
line. Anyway, they routed me through there. I tend to view things not so much political as I do spiritual. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's part of the American fabric.
Right.
So I'm on the thing. We do everything from how to raise children to how to catch fish to hunt ducks, and we talk about all the political issues, but I always view it from a spiritual standpoint. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, Martinez, you look out there at our culture, I see two groups. One group, I see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I see them, and I say, well, I'm reading the scriptures, and they say, we're the Jesus people. And I'm like, those are really good people. Mm-hmm. On the other side, I'm seeing a gigantic crowd that are into, I deal with them daily. Mm-hmm. Drug addicts, I go into the rehabs and the prisons, and I'm talking to them. They're known for violence, murder, rape, robbery, mayhem, sexual immorality. Oh, my goodness, Martinez. The CDC says at any given time in the United States of America, 110 million are suffering from a sexually transmitted disease.
That's incredible.
Martinez, that's one out of three, dude.
Wow.
Most people, I said, just read the Center for Disease Control. I'm just telling y'all. And these things, there are a lot of people that are dying. This stuff, when you get into perversion and all, and the AIDS thing, right at 40 million worldwide have died from the sexually transmitted disease, HIV, which it's really a sad thing. So we're trying to just challenge them to turn from their ways, the wicked side, and to turn to God. Martinez, we've got this no God thing. We've had it going now for about 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
It began with outlawing no praying in the schools, no Bible in the schools, the theory of evolution only. And then we just ran him out of the Democratic Party, ran him out of their platform. We took the Ten Commandments out of the courthouses. So we've tried the no God thing for the last 60 years. Martinez, my question for America is, how's that working for us?
Exactly. I mean, here we are. We've entered an era of lawlessness at every turn. Look at, I don't care what you look at. If you look at immigration, you look at the school system, our national and international footprint, it is all compromised because of the rule of law.
It makes me sick to see what we're doing to ourselves, the greatest nation on earth. I'm seeing it collapse, Martinez, and it just chills me to the bone.
Right.
So I, for one, am trying to get the information out on what will solve the whole thing. Turn to God. Mm. Follow Jesus. Why don't we try loving God and loving our neighbor, for crying out loud?
They're like,
well, what in the world are you, this old nut down in Louisiana, talking about? I said, love God and love your neighbor. What could be wrong with that? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So it's spiritual warfare, my man. We're trying to reach as many as we can via CRTV, because with that thing, I don't have sponsors. Because if you have sponsors, Martinez, the first time I say something, you can't be talking about perversion. Well, they give me the axe. So I had to have a format where they can't drop the axe on me like Zuckerberg tried the other day. I just challenged him on it. By the way, within the last 72 hours, they did send a message, Zuckerberg and Facebook, apologizing, and they said it was a mistake to censor me skinning a catfish. I said, well, we're making headway, Martin.
That's right. One catfish head at a time, making some headway here. This is, This is incredible. Well, Phil, you know, you and I have talked about this before. You know, it's not so much about you and me. It's about our kids and our grandkids. It's the legacy that passes forth. And what you believe in as a man of faith, as I am as well, I go back to the book of Genesis when God is talking to Cain, who was down in his mouth. And he gave him a simple admonition. And it echoes through the millennia. It says, Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
That's it.
And that's the bottom line, isn't it?
And he told him, by the way, sin is crouching at your door, but you must master it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't listen to God, and he killed his brother. You fast forward 2,000 years, and John the Apostle said, you can tell who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are by this one thing. Whoever does not love his brother and who does not do right is not a child of God. And then he said, do not, he goes all the way back to that text you quoted. He goes all the way back to Cain and Abel. And he said, do not be like Cain, now listen to this, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother.
Right.
Don't do that. Well, America and the world, they've had a hard time with something. It's so simple, it's profound.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus said the father of murder is the devil.
Right.
So when you see all this murder and they pawn it off, well, it's the gun problem and the way they were raised. When you get right down to it, it's the evil one, Martinez. He was a murderer from the beginning, Jesus said. And then he added this, and he's the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at America, you say a lot of murder. We slaughter our own offspring and then reel back in horror if a man skins a catfish. They slaughter their children, Martinez.
Yes.
They say we've done nothing wrong. You talk about violence. Just think about that, the procedure to take a human being out there a piece at a time out of a mother's womb.
Yeah.
To them, that's not violent. That's the right a woman has.
Exactly.
But to me, I'm skinning a blooming catfish for crying out loud, and they censure it. Is that sad or what?
Yeah, that's how crazy we've gotten. That's what happens when you begin to see things according to your own eyes, right?
That's it.
And you don't want to bring God into it. And then so you become a culture of death. You wonder why your kids are getting shot up in school. And meanwhile, there's 60 million babies being aborted.
Yep.
And baby parts being sold. And the person they jail is the person who blows the whistle on them. And meanwhile, the people that are selling the baby parts get away with it. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with our culture here, Phil?
It's evil, man.
Yeah.
It's the evil one has his hand on the throttle, and he's the fuel behind all that. And if you think about it realistically, the only thing that will change human beings, I've seen it with the drug addicts. I go to talk to people on death row. They hear the gospel of Jesus. They allow them to go down on some pond. They baptize them down there in the pond on them lakes down at Angola. And the only thing that will change them, and that warden was talking to me, he said, Phil, when we started letting you guys in here and y'all started telling people about Jesus dying for them, and y'all tell them that even here in prison, they're there for life, Martinez, they're never getting out. I tell them, guys, just remember this. This is the end of the line for you. You're never getting out of here. You're never going back down that road you came in on to get to this prison. But you know what? You can be under lock and key, but you can still be free.
Well, Phil, we got to leave it right there. Sadly, we're all wrapped up and out of time. But I appreciate it. Thank you, brother. Take care. God bless.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information. Handle all the insurance paperwork. and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away, you'll forever shine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And we're going to be talking about Medicaid and CHIP covering kids so they're ready for spring and summer activities. You know, spring is here, and as families are evaluating activities for the summer, such as sleepaway and day camps, many are also examining which medications are needed to prepare for allergy and asthma season. With Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, otherwise CHIP, parents can breathe a little easier knowing their kids can get the coverage they need to tackle seasonal allergies and fulfill health requirements to participate in warm weather activities. For uninsured kids and families with limited incomes, Medicaid and CHIP offer eligible children and teens up to 19 access to immunizations, regular checkups, eye exams, dental visits, mental health services, prescriptions, and other care that helps keep children healthy and safe during the spring. Back with us, always good to be talking to Amy Hennessy. She's the senior advisor for the Consortium for Medicaid and the Children's Health Operations at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Amy, good to have you back with us. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, happy spring to you. Hey, let's talk about why it's so important to have health care coverage, especially during the spring and summer months.
Yes, and as you noted, Bill, we know when summer comes, kids like to be outside. Many of the kids like to participate in sports and camp programs, and often they have health requirements they need to fulfill to participate, which may include certain immunizations as well as a physical. So the Children's Health Insurance Program and the Medicaid program will provide coverage for those essential screenings and checkups so that kids can be outside in the summer having fun and being kids.
Yeah, exactly. Explain to our audience Medicaid and CHIP, if you would.
Sure. So Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, which we also call CHIP, offers free or low-cost health coverage for kids and teens. Families can apply online anytime or by phone, and they can call 1-877-KIDS-NOW to apply for coverage. For over 20 years, CHIP has been instrumental in reducing the number of uninsured kids in the United States to historic lows. Currently, there are about 4% of children are uninsured, and these two programs have really helped children get insurance coverage so they can get screenings and health coverage they need to, like we said, be kids, play outside, and enjoy the summer.
You know, you think about that number, 4%, Amy, that's astounding, really, that it's that low.
Yes, it's really wonderful. And what I wanted to make sure your listening audience is aware is that oftentimes we hear from people who think, oh, I may not qualify for this program. But in most states, children and teens of families of, say, a family of four earning up to $50,000 a year annually can qualify for Medicaid or CHIP. And in many states, this income is even higher. So we want to make sure that parents understand that if they're wondering if they should apply, please apply. It's definitely worth taking a look, and they may be pleasantly surprised to be able to get coverage for their kids at a very reduced rate.
What else do we need to be aware of, Amy, regarding eligibility? As you say, there's some people that just need some information, but I guess the best way to find out is to apply. No harm, no foul, right?
That's exactly right. And there are two main ways to do that. So if folks have access to the internet and they want to go online, we have a great website that's called insurekidsnow.gov. Again, that's insurekidsnow.gov. They can click on a tab that says find coverage for your family. A map will pop up and click on their state and go from there. For folks who prefer to use the phone, there is a toll-free number, 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Again, that's 1-877-KIDS-NOW. And people will be connected to an operator who can do some initial screening and get them connected to coverage. And I also just want to note that even for families in the past that have applied and perhaps they've been told they're not eligible, like you say, Bill, no harm, no foul, we encourage them to apply again because even if they were denied before, they may be now eligible for the program. And finally, I want to note that people can apply for the Children's Health Insurance Program and Medicaid at any time of the year. So this is the perfect time to try and enroll. As we said, summer is coming, and we know those kids want to enjoy the beach and the pool and be on their sports teams. So please call 1-877-KIDS-NOW or go to our website, insurekidsnow.gov.
Amy Hennessy serves as the consortium lead on maternal child health issues within Medicaid, such as the Children's Health Insurance Program and EPSDT. She's also the director of Marketplace Outreach and Education for Region 5 in Chicago, where she oversees the marketplace implementation across 5 states. Amy, we touched on this a moment ago in terms of the types of services that are covered by Medicaid and CHIP. Remind our audience of the medical services available to them.
Yes, great question, Bill. So through the Medicaid and CHIP program, kids can get immunization, annual checkups, eye exams, dental visits, which are really important. We know, as you said earlier, mental health services, prescription, and other care they need. So it's really a comprehensive insurance program, and we encourage people to apply.
Mm-hmm. I think the surprising news a bit here, Amy, I know we've talked before, but I didn't realize that you know, families didn't have to wait for an open enrollment period. It's open enrollment all the time, every day, right?
That's exactly right. So people can apply for the CHIP program and the Medicaid program at any time of the year. You do not have to wait for an open enrollment opportunity. So today's the perfect day to, again, go to 1-877-KIDS-NOW. You can call that number or insurekidsnow.gov to apply.
Well, we're only here to help, so this is what this is all about. As Amy has been pointing out, many uninsured children may be eligible for coverage, but their parents don't know it. In most states, children may be eligible for either Medicaid or CHIP if their family income is up to $50,000 for a family of four in 2018. In many states, family incomes can be even higher, and children can still qualify. Families can apply for Medicaid and CHIP coverage any time of the year, but now is the perfect time, as Amy's been saying, to enroll so kids can make the most of their summer break. Amy, this is great news for everybody, and again, we want to remind them that for more information, where can they go?
Online, they can visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW.
Well, I got to say, Amy, boy, I'll tell you, with the spring here and a lot of fun ahead for these kids, why not make sure and double check, like I say, no harm, no foul, to check it out, to make sure that you can, hey, who knows, you might be pleasantly surprised. We have a lot of families being surprised to find out that, hey, look, if they can get health insurance for their kids. And, you know, that number, 4%, Amy, that is, like I said, an astounding number that is that low. And, you know, why not? No harm, no foul, make the call. Check it out on the website. And as we wrap things up one more time, Amy, let's tell everybody where they can go.
Thanks so much, Bill. Online, please visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW.
Amy Hennessey, Senior Advisor for the Consortium for Medicaid and Children's Health Operations at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Amy, thank you so much. Great stuff. Appreciate the information.
Thanks, Bill.
Professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645, 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645, 888-794-1645, 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hooray for Hollywood.
This is Bill Martinez Live.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, live from Hollywood. Yes, the movie capital of the world. We're talking with Steve, the movie guy, Steve O. Evans on Bill Martinez Live. Steve O., how we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and so is the movie Rampage. Based on the video game, number one last weekend, $35.7 million in North America. But get this, it made $114 worldwide, and 55 of that was made in China. So once again, we have a movie opening bigger in China than it is in the U.S., and this seems to be the new normal. And
yeah, exactly. China being very, very good to Hollywood these days.
Absolutely. They have movie screens everywhere over there and building more all the time. A Quiet Place, that was number two. That is fast becoming one of the highest grossing horror films of all time. Broke $100 million last weekend, and the great news for Paramount is it cost about $17 million to make. Maybe they dumped another $10 million in promotion, but they're making money, finally, over at Paramount. They've been looking for a movie like that. Yep. Truth or Dare was number three, Ready Player One number four, Blockers rounding out the top five. I had a chance to see a little movie called The Writer, which has been very big on the festival circuit. It won an award over in Cannes. It's made by a woman who was born in Beijing. She says she moved to New York, and then she moved out to the middle of South Dakota to the Badlands to make a movie about rodeo cowboys. Now, that's the world we're living in these days. But it reminded me so much of my days at Sundance, because it was a slow, depressing film that was, your typical indie. Beautiful to look at, but not exactly the feel-good movie of the weekend. Mm. Only in three theaters. So that gives you an idea of how limited that particular film is. It's supposed to go wide. You may have a chance to see it later on.
Exactly. Well, that's good. Yeah, I had a chance. I saw Phoenix Wilder and the Great Elephant Adventure. That's going to be a Fathom event that's coming up. And that is really very, very cool. It is needed. Of course, Elephant Day was, April the 16th. And so it showed for one night, and a great, great movie. And enjoyed that. It gives you a lot of compassion about, about elephants and what they're enduring in Africa, and, the you know, the bad guys, what they're doing and, you know, harvesting and, you know, killing these elephants, you know, for ivory. It's just absolutely disgusting. But this is the world we live in. And also another movie that I saw that is going to be coming up, another Fathom event. And this will be in the first week in May, called Like Arrows, about families, the restoration of families. Really, really well done. Alex Kendrick is an executive producer. Kendrick's from Sherwood Pictures. Put a team together, and man, I'm telling you, we're going to be talking more about that one. That's going to have a positive effect on, you know, on families who are having a tough go of it these days, particularly in our culture. So good.
That was the elephant movie. Was that Love of Bananas or Love and Bananas?
No. It was just called Phoenix Wilder and the Great Elephant Adventure. Yeah, good fun. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll look for that one.
Okay. All right.
Out this weekend, we have a movie called I Feel Pretty, starring Amy Schumer. It hasn't. We don't have a score for it yet. It hasn't been reviewed by the critics. But you know, I think Amy Schumer is a great talent. She's very funny, and she is perfect for this particular movie. Here's what's going on: a woman who struggles with feelings of deep insecurity and low self-esteem that has been holding, you know, these feelings have been holding her back her entire life. She has this brutal fall at an exercise class and wakes up believing that she's suddenly a supermodel, which is a great idea for a movie, and nobody can pull it off like Amy Schumer. But everybody's, you know, so all of a sudden she starts, you know, she has this newfound confidence, and she's empowered to live her life fearlessly and flawlessly. But everybody's kind of worried about what will happen when she finally figures out that, you know, her appearance hasn't really changed at all. I think it's a great idea for a movie, and like I say, I think she's perfect for it.
So now what, you got all these women and everybody just, you know, crashing and burning themselves at all their workout facilities now?
Well, maybe so, I don't know, but think about what that would, you know, let's
Sure.
Let's say you had a bad fall or whatever, hit your head and woke up thinking you looked like Brad Pitt. Not that there isn't a certain resemblance.
Yes. Well, thank you.
How would that change your life there, huh? Yeah. I've never had that problem. They've always told me I had a great face for radio. So.
Yeah, but you want to wake up and experience his bank account. You know, the heck with his looks and all his other problems that he's got. I'll live with his bank account. That'll be good.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Another movie here called Super Troopers 2. This is a sequel to Super Troopers 1, and which you may or may not remember because it came out way back in 2001. Why it's taken 17 years to bring up the, you know, to do Super Troopers 2, I don't really know, but it's out. And according to the press release, everyone's favorite law enforcement team is backed by popular demand. This is a long-anticipated follow-up, and as I was saying, it's been 17 years, to a cult comedy classic, Super Troopers. Now, when an international border dispute arises between the U.S. and Canada, the Super Troopers, you got Mac and Thorny and Foster and Rabbit and Barba, they're all called in to set up a new highway patrol station in the disputed area. An unconventional police work follows, and the result is Super Troopers 2. It's an R-rated comedy. Make sure you check the trailer before you take the family to see that.
Exactly, yeah.
Another one here called Traffic. I've been seeing the trailers for this for quite some time. This looks terrifying, and I think it's terrifying because it's something that could actually happen. It's Traffic with a K at the end. This is about Bree and John. They're off for this romantic weekend in the mountains in this isolated, remote state. And the couple, surprised by the arrival of two of their friends, Darren and Malia, show up. And just when the weekend kind of starts to get back on track, you have this violent biker gang that turns up and begins to torment them, and the foursome are forced to fight for their lives against a gang who will stop at nothing to protect their secrets. One of those things that I think one of the things that makes a movie really terrifying is if it's something that could actually happen, and that's what is kind of the basis for this one. Not reviewed for the critics yet, but check out that trailer. Speaking of horror films, we also have one from across the pond in the UK. It's been being called one of the best British horror films in years. 89% are recommending Ghost Stories. Kind of an interesting idea here. You have this guy who has a TV show. He is a debunker of all things paranormal. His name is Professor Philip Goodman, and he's developed his life exposing phony psychics and fraudulent supernatural shenanigans on this TV show. And his skepticism is then put to the test when he receives a file of three chilling, inexplicable cases. We got a night watchman who's haunted by disturbing visions as he patrols an abandoned asylum. you have this edgy young man who is involved in a hellish car accident deep in the woods, and a wealthy former banker visited by a poltergeist spirit of his unborn son. And even scarier, each of these stories seems to have some sinister connection to Professor Goodman's own life. Will they make a believer of him yet? We'll find out. 89% recommending ghost stories out there. And you remember, of course, The Exorcist. We're kind of on a theme here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, that was back in 1973. Of course, it was directed by William.
The reason we're getting all these scary movies is because tax day has come and gone, even though we got extended.
That's a terror unto its own.
Exactly.
William Friedkin, of course, made The Exorcist way back in 1973. It became a huge movie, and then there was The Exorcist 2 and 3 and 4. It went on forever. Well, this is kind of interesting because he's moved. Now, William Friedkin is directing this documentary. He's moved from fiction to fact in this new documentary called The Devil and Father Amorth. And what began is kind of a brief conversation between these two. He is the head exorcist for the Diocese of Rome and has been for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he gives Friedkin this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come in and actually film an exorcism ceremony. And it would be the ninth exorcism for this woman, Christina, who has already been under the Father's care. And it's going to be filmed by Friedkin alone. He can't bring in a crew. It just has to be him. No light other than natural light in the room. He has a small digital camera and a mic unit that can capture the ritual and its revelations. And, of course, there are going to be interviews with priests and psychologists and things like that. The Devil and Father Amorth, kind of an interesting take on the exorcist there. And then we have a movie called Kodachrome. I've been seeing a lot of trailers for this, too, starring Jason Sudeikis, and he plays Matt Ryder, who's convinced to drive his estranged and dying father, Benjamin Ryder, played by Ed Harris, across the country to deliver four old rolls of Kodachrome film to the lab, in the last lab in the world that can actually develop them before it shuts down for good. Mm-hmm. And Ed Harris is this legendary photographer.
So are we hearing Paul Simon's song in the background throughout?
You would think that they might think about that, right?
Yeah.
But 73% are recommending that one. And do we have time for one more?
We have time for one more. Go. Yep.
Godard and Mon Amour. This is one of these French films, subtitled, I would just love to see. But let me tell you how limited this is. It's not even playing near me.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know where I can't find a
place. So you're going to have to fly someplace and go and
catch
it.
Yeah, but it's about, it's Paris in 1967. Jean-Luc Godard is directing.
Well, you might have to pack up the wife unit. Say, hey, we're going to Paris. We got to catch the movie. We got to talk to Martinez. I got to act like I know what I'm talking about.
I don't think I'd run into any resistance to do that. Yeah. But anyway, he falls in love with this happened. Anne Wyazemski, 20 years his junior. They're happy, they're in love, but then things take a turn, and all of a sudden Jean-Luc Godard is shaken as a filmmaker. He has the deep-rooted conflicts and misunderstandings. They all change him, and all of this is a French comedy. 53% recommending Godard, Mon Amour. So we have once again, a potpourri of things to look at your local multiplex this weekend.
Well, the one thing nice about comedies when they're all subtitled is that you can keep reading and you're not missing any part of the movie because people are laughing, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Just saying, hey, there's advantages here. I'm telling you. Hey, this is why we have Steve Evans here, the movie guy, with us to give us all the highlights of the big office shenanigans that are going on. So we'll see you at the Cineplex. Large popcorn, please.
Okay. That's right. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Thank you, buddy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any